Well, greetings to you today in Jesus' name. This is Steve Clark, and this is day four in our seven-day series on Christian stewardship. And as I'm not sure if you've been listening, but if you haven't, maybe you'd like to go back to day 17. But the first day we looked at the ownership, that God is a creator, so he owns us because of his creation. And so since we're not... since he owns everything, he owns all the cattle on a thousand hills, and he owns all the resources in this world, we're not going to take anything with us when we die. It all stays here, and so we really don't own it ourselves. We might think we own our house or this or that, but we're not going to take it with us, and so we're really just stewards of what we have here, the possessions that we have, and even our own life. We looked at that on day one. The second day, which would have been the 18th, we looked at Christ coming to this earth, and the reason why he came was because we are all sinners and we are all lost, and that he came to purchase us through his precious blood that he shed. So we're not really our own in that aspect either, because if we have been purchased, then our lives aren't for ourselves, they're for the one who purchased us, which is Christ. So everything that we have and everything that we are is for the Lord Jesus Christ, or should be for the Lord Jesus Christ, because of him coming and shedding his blood and giving his life. God, who came in the flesh and died for us so that we can have eternal life. Verse I was thinking of is, he that was made sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. And then yesterday, which would have been the 19th, we looked at, as a Christian, we give our lives to the Lord Jesus Christ. We surrender all to him. And so in that aspect too, we're not our own, but we give our lives to him. We surrender to him. So those three areas there, God is the creator, Jesus Christ died for us, and we give our lives to Christ. So it's just three different ways that we're not our own, but we're to be stewards of what God has given to us, the possessions that we have, our own lives, and... We're going to look at another aspect of stewardship here today, and that is that stewards will have to give an account for everything that we do on this earth. And in Romans chapter 14, verse 12, it says, "So then every one of us shall give an account of himself to God." So that's, we're going to have to give an account someday of how we lived our life. Whether we lived it for ourselves or whether we lived it for the Lord Jesus Christ, whether we tried to build our kingdom and make us look really good and those kind of things, or whether we tried to build Christ's kingdom and make him look good. And so every one of us, says there, no exceptions, shall give an account of himself to God. And in Matthew chapter 12, let me turn over to that one, verse 36, it says, "But I say unto you, that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give an account thereof in the day of judgment." So it's not just the things that we do, but even every idle word we're going to give an account to God on judgment day. So that should make us walk circumspectly. That should make us walk carefully in this earth. And that we would be living our lives and for the Lord Jesus, and even the words that we say, we would watch our mouths, that we wouldn't be saying or you know, doing what we shouldn't be doing, because we will give an account. And the next point I want us to look at is our responsibility as stewards of what God has given us. In 1 Timothy 6:20, it says, O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust. So Paul encourages Timothy that what has been committed to his trust, that he says to keep that, or to keep your promise, Timothy, what you've said you will do, or just do what is committed to you. Also in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10, it says, as every man hath received a gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Sorry, it says, 1 Peter 4:10 says, as every man hath received a gift. Well, what gift have you received? What gift have I received? As every man, God gives gifts to each one of us, gives talents, gifts, abilities, things for us to do. And as every man has received these, even so minister or do those things, the same one to another, as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. So that's just another encouragement, another exhortation for us to work for his kingdom and live our lives for him. Well, the next area I want to look at is the areas of stewardship, that we're to be stewards of our possessions. And this has been years ago, but somebody shared this one time, and I haven't forgotten. It says, everything that we can put the word my in front of is what we need to actually surrender and be stewards of in this life. Everything that we can put the word my in front of, like my farm, or my occupation, or my wife, my children, my money, my life, my business, my plans, my time. Anything we can put my in front of. Jesus said that you must deny yourself and take up your cross daily and follow me. And so, and for us not to love the world or the things of the world. So anything that we can put the word my in front of are the things that we're just stewards of here in this earth, and that, as we looked at just a minute ago, that we will have to give an account for what we have done with those things. We are no longer our own, but we are bought with a price, as we talked about there, with Christ's blood. And that's in 1 Corinthians. That wasn't in 1 Corinthians. That's in, I'm not sure. But in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 2, it says, moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. And that's part of stewardship, is being faithful. Faithful to the things that God has given us to do. Faithful to the things that we know what to do. Being faithful. Faithful to God. Faithful in all these areas in our life, and not just when somebody's watching us, or when we think, somebody might see, but faithful just in the small things, faithful in our thought life. God wants us to be, actually commands us to be faithful. And if we are stewards, that we're to be faithful. And we're also to be stewards of the gospel. 1 Thessalonians 2:4 says, but as we have allowed of God to be put in trust with the gospel. This is Paul speaking. He says, you know, he's been this gospel has been given to his trust to be able to preach it, to tell it to others. He says, even so we speak, not as pleasing men, but God, which trieth our hearts. And so you might say, well, the gospel's for the ministers. The ministers are to be preaching the gospel. No, the New Testament never says that. It's for all of us to be preaching the gospel. We've been given charge over the gospel, to this good news, to tell others, to tell our neighbors, or to tell the people we work with, and to lift our lives, or to lift up Christ through our lives, through our words. So that's a ministry that God's given us, the ministry of reconciliation, reconciling the world unto himself, as it says there in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Well, one more verse I'd like to look at today is on this area of stewards of the Gospels. 1 Timothy 1:11 says, according to the glorious gospel of the blessed God, which was committed to my trust. There again, Paul saying that it was committed to his trust, and I believe it's committed to all of our trust, that we would be ministers of that glorious gospel. All right, well, God bless you, and tomorrow we'll be looking at some of the reasons why we think that, why we think we can own things and just give God, 10% or a portion of that. So we're going to look at that aspect of it tomorrow. Thank you for calling in. Bye.